KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Oh boy, we're gonna dive into the aquatics today. Pun on words there, but I love a good pun. And joining me to help me with all that is physical therapist Donna Gerber.
Thank you, John.
Good to have you with us today. All right, so let's talk about aquatic therapy. Just exactly what is it?
Well, it's an effective form of therapeutic intervention where we use the properties of water, such as buoyancy, hydrostatic pressure, and physiological effects of temperature and immersion for a variety of disorders, injuries, post-surgical patients. It could also be used with wellness and general health.
What sorts of people would be candidates for aquatic therapy?
Well, there actually isn't anyone who wouldn't be, from a healthy athlete to someone who just wants to improve their wellness, cardiovascular, pulmonary, respiratory, definitely post-surgical patients, particularly those who've had joint replacements. And, it could also be used with patients after a stroke or a spinal cord or with, like multiple sclerosis.
I guess the next question is it safe? We're not going to drown, are we?
No. It's very safe because we definitely will thoroughly evaluate patients prior to starting therapy. We'll identify problems, areas that need to be addressed. We'll deal with what their goals are. And basically, it's a one-on-one therapy. So, the therapist is in the water with the patient and working with them. We also utilize a variety of safe equipment, belts that will float. And again, it's the water is not very deep. Generally, you keep your head above water for the most part. And, again, anyone, even after a surgery, can safely be lifted into the water, doesn't have to do stairs if they don't or can't.
Now, don't you become almost weightless in the water like that?
Actually, yes, and that is one of the benefits, especially for people who have limitations or it's painful to walk. So patients with arthritis or, again, after a total knee or a total hip replacement.
You just get in the water and start walking.
Yeah. Yeah. You actually can walk where they couldn't do that on land. It also is an adjunct to land therapy, so it's kind of used in conjunction with it.
So I guess just about anybody who needs a little bit of help staying upright, it's good to help you too.
Oh yeah, and people who have fallen, water is great because if they lose their balance, obviously they're not going to fall. They're surrounded by the water, they can feel safe, and it's something most of us have at one time or the other done in our life.
Water is mighty soft, isn't it?
Oh, it's lovely. It's warm. It's comforting. You can float. You can move. Yeah, you can do all sorts of fun things in water.
I get a feeling you practice what you preach.
I do try, yes.
I mean, you get in the water and try it.
Oh, yes. Great.
Okay. Donna Gerber is with us, and we're talking aquatic therapy at the retreat at Buffalo Hill at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and maybe we'll talk about some of the specifics of water therapy right after this. Alzheimer's disease and the onset of dementia can produce many challenges, not just for the person directly dealing with the disease, but for the loved ones and the caregivers trying to help during such a trying time. That's why Emmanuel Lutheran Communities created the Dementia and Alzheimer's Support Group for Caregivers. They meet the third Monday of every month. This month, that's Monday, November 18th from 3 to 4:30 p.m. in the auditorium at Buffalo Hill Terrace. Please come share your information, experiences, and understanding. For more information and to register, simply contact the team at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, 752-9625, 752-9625. The Dementia and Alzheimer's Support Group for Caregivers, open to the public, Monday, November 18th from 3 to 4:30 in the auditorium at Buffalo Hill Terrace, 40 Claremont Street in Kalispell. Providing support for those who care for or about someone experiencing Alzheimer's disease, dementia, or any other related disorder that affects memory, reason, and judgment.
Now, back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And we are diving into aquatic therapy. This is really exciting. Donna Gerber is with us now. What kind of special equipment do you use? Is this like a swimming pool?
It is. It's the smaller version of a pool. It's not necessarily as deep, generally about 3 to 5 feet. We have actually a treadmill that you can use under the water. We have a video camera so we can as well as our resident or patient can actually view what they're doing. It allows us to give instruction in real time. And, you know, we'll use all sorts of little floats that we can put on their wrists, their hands. We'll use weights. We'll use weighted steps. I've used things like squirt guns for eye-hand coordination. And, you know, we just can do almost anything in the water that we would normally do, you know, outside. But again, the medium of water is so much easier and fun to work with. That really helps. And you can bring, I've used fun noodles in there to kind of help with, you know, balance and things, or challenge their balance. And it's got safety rails, so, you know, that's it. And we have a lift for people who couldn't manage what are very steep steps to get into the water.
I would wonder if someone who is a stroke victim who needs to learn how to walk all over again, this might be a great way to do that.
Oh, it absolutely is. I've had a couple patients that have had strokes who would have a lot of difficulty moving a limb because of gravity and weakness in that limb, but who can move very freely in the water. And you can adjust it to try to maximize them learning to move again and then transition that outside the water.
How about traumatic brain injuries?
Oh, yes. It's a very calming environment for them, very soothing. It actually can be used to help with any kind of sensory problems that people might have. But yes, again, you know, the idea of moving in water where gravity is not as much of an effect, feeling free to move, and just kind of that sensation of floating is very pleasant.
How about where can you go to get into aquatic therapy?
I'm sorry?
Where can you go? What places have it?
Well, you know, just about anywhere or anything.
Mm-hmm.
We can do. I do know of two places that I know. The Summit for KRM, for Kalispell Regional, does do that, but they also do a water aerobics class, which differs from aquatic therapy in that it's more group activities, but the same benefits of water resistance can still be utilized.
Why did you choose to include that at the retreat at Buffalo Hill?
Well, because we find that it really opens it up to a lot of different patients. And when it comes to total joint or patients with pain who can't move very well, you know, it allows them to move and mobilize a lot quicker. So you can get to the end point for recovery a little bit quicker and with less pain.
I wish we could demonstrate some of the exercises that you can do in the water like that.
Yeah, well, you know, if you think about it, just anything you do, stand on one foot, you know, go up and down steps, you know, you can do the movements that you normally would do with, you know, swimming, a basic stroke, a breaststroke. You know, we, again, with the treadmill, the walking is very much, but we have them walk forward, we'll have them do sideways walking, you know, you can have them jump. We also have jacuzzi jets, so you can moderate more resistance as they try to move against it.
Ooh, yeah. Wow.
And pain relief. Yeah. I know, you're smiling at that.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Yeah, the bubbles coming at you and all that.
Oh, yeah.
That feels pretty darn good.
Oh, it really is, and that's one of the benefits, because if you can get people who are in pain or who have limited range of motion or pain, like a patient after total knee is not necessarily going to be able to put full weight on their leg, and so trying to walk on the land would be difficult, but walking in water would be very effective, and they'd be able to move, exercise the muscles, start increasing, you know, the heart and the, you know, the lungs, and get all those things stronger until they can do it better.
Donna Gerber is our guest, and we're talking about aquatic therapy. And our next topic is going to be what sorts of things can we treat with aquatic therapy? That's coming up next.
So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day.
with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
We are diving into aquatic therapy, and maybe not head first, but we are into it for sure. Donna Gerber is with us. She is the physical therapist at Emmanuel Lutheran Community. So we talked about leg injuries and things like that, and even traumatic brain injuries, strokes, things like that. What about upper body, like, for example, a shoulder injury?
Oh, yeah. You know, someone who has a rotator cuff surgery or just is a non-surgical candidate can start working in the water, improving their range, their strength, you know, in order to improve their function, again, without the forces of gravity, so it moves easier. You also have the warm water that will help with easing some of that pain, so they can return to things like being able to, you know, get dressed and cook and do their grooming. So, you know, those kind of things. Shoulder replacements, you get those in there. Anyone who's had any kind of cervical neck injuries can benefit from water, because it often will affect what they can do with their upper extremities, how much they can move them, the directions they move them, their trunk. Core stability, increasing the strength of your trunk, which is beneficial for anybody who's had a neck or a back injury or is in pain. So you kind of have those options. And, you know, it's also really good for patients who've had issues with their feet or ankles, you know, diabetics with neuropathies where they can't always sense their feet or gravity, but you put them in the water with weights or other things like that, and they can actually start to get more sense of where their legs are in space.
All right, so I'm standing there in this hot tub with all the bubbles going around and everything, just nice warm water. What if I just want to hang out? Are you going to make me work?
Oh, yes. It's the whole purpose of doing the therapy.
So this isn't just for somebody who wants to lounge around in a nice hot tub.
No, it's for generally people who are having a hard time, you know, working on strengthening. They're weak. They're falling. They are fearful of falling. They have balance problems. So anything that debilitates you leads to a decline in what you can do, you know, puts you to any kind of assistive device or other things, limits your activities. These are ways we can get them going. And the best part is if the pain is relieved, they start moving, which in itself relieves the pain.
How about children?
Oh, this is a great form of therapy for children. You know, most of them love the water, and they'd much more love exercising in the water than doing like traditional types of movement therapy online. But you can do children following an injury, those with cerebral palsy, autism, developmental delay. Children are often, with this kind of therapy, you can enhance their movement, motor control, their sensory input, their cognitive input, and also work on social development skills.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a mighty cool thing. How do we, obviously this is something that's available to anybody who needs it. How can we reach out to you?
Well, you know, primarily if you do present with issues and feel that aquatic therapy would benefit you, generally just going to see a physical therapist and discussing that with them. Most of the time when we have patients who are in too much pain or have trouble moving or don't quite have a sense of how to move, we ourselves would develop and say, okay, you know, we'll use the aquatic therapy as part of our treatment plan. You know, so we basically use it as part of our assessment and treatment planning.
And if you'd like to learn more about it, of course, you can always go to Emmanuel Lutheran's website.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
All right. Donna Gerber, thank you so much. What a great conversation.
Well, thank you.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.